Austin's former and Houston's current police chief, Art Acevedo, should be known as Chief Asinine, and I don't think he's smart enough to be a cop, much less a department chief. I well remember covering the days when the city of Austin found Chief Asinine and brought him to Central Texas. He was a leftist identity politics hire. Austin's leaders wanted a fellow outspoken progressive minority police chief, and so they got themselves one from California. Meanwhile, Austin's PD still racked with the same problems it had before Acevedo left for the nation's fourth largest city down the road in Houston. Five Houston PD undercover narcotics officers were injured or shot in a raid on a suspected drug house, four shot and one suffering another injury. And while two were in hospital, still in critical condition, Houston PD Chief Art Acevedo was out in the media calling for gun control laws. What makes this asinine excuse for a police chief think that people willing to deal drugs and face prison for that and their other crimes would somehow magically follow more restrictive laws on the possession of firearms? Seriously, you have to be an utter moron not to see the problem with Acevedo's line of illogic. What the Houston PD chief should be doing, aside from comforting injured officers and their families right after the terrible event, is reviewing, discreetly, these questionable policies of smash-the-door-down raids when little evidence points to such being necessary. Far too many innocent people and police have been killed or injured in these rather un-American-style events. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.